This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Ivy League colleges have combined endowments of more than $125 billion. In the U.S., the typical annual pay for a black person working full-time was just under $40,000 in 2015, compared with $52,000 for a white worker. Latinos make up 18% of the U.S. population, but Latino actors account for only about 3% of the speaking roles in American films. More than 10,000 marched in Memphis on the anniversary of Martin Luther King's assassination. An audit found that 70% of the playgrounds in New York public housing were unsafe or needed repairs. Polls indicate that 20% of the voters that pulled their ballots in 2016 for Trump didn't like him. This is seen as a key constituency that could be critical in midterm elections. Federal court judge ordered that Florida's rights restoration system for ex-felons is unconstitutionally arbitrary because it grants unfettered discretion to a clemency board, opening the way to discriminatory actions. The state has appealed. 1.7 million people in Florida have lost their voting rights because of felony convictions. Brazil's highest court has indicated that former President Lula Silva, who's also the leading candidate in the current election campaign, can be made to go to prison. In total, the number of private companies worth more than $1 billion stands at 228 in the U.S., up from 197 last May, according to a firm that tracks venture capital funding and startups. PayPal, Square, Stripe, and Apple Pay all announced years ago that they would not allow their services to be used for the sale of firearms. A new report found that 24 states do not allow minors to receive contraceptives without their parents' permission. Reports indicate that four senior career EPA officials and one Trump political appointee were reassigned, demoted, or removed by Secretary Scott Pruitt after having raised questions about his personal spending at the agency on first-class travel, furniture, and a 20-person protective detail. According to the United Nations, solar power accounted for more than a third of all electricity from energy sources that came online in 2017, a larger share than any other new source, although it still only accounts for 12% of output. This has been the People's Daily News. It's brought to you by Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, along with Social Policy Magazine.